We're just outside the venue here in Glendale, Arizona, where this memorial is set to take place at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can see it's very early in the morning, and yet there's already hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people lining up to get into the venue. Organizers saying it's going to take a long time to get in because of the added security elements that have been put in place. This is the kind of security levels that we see for Super Bowls. So I'm talking thousands of law enforcement officers that are going to be here today to make sure that this goes smoothly. And of course, tensions ratcheted up a little bit over the weekend after authorities arrested a man pretending to be law enforcement outside of the venue. He was armed, according to police. So that gives people the sense of the sort of threats that we're facing here at this point. And it's just adding to what's been a very tense time in the country. Obviously, since Kirk's killing, the threat of violence very much on people's minds, including on the minds of Secret Service, because we know President Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, the vice president, will be here today among a long list of speakers, including Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump Jr., big names within the conservative politics world, no question about that there. Kirk, of course, a controversial figure in the country, but people who will be showing up here today, many of them really view him as almost a political martyr of sorts in their continued political movement and their fight in this country, John. A very, very big event here in Glendale and a massive security presence to boot.